Bill Midcap is with the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union. He says his group is supporting the proposed changes and says the energy boom is using a lot of water, and farmers are concerned about having to compete for that water.
The industry has said that they can use a lot less water than what they've used in the past. What the plan allows for is they have to prove that research to the department before they can move ahead with full-scale leasing of those public lands.
Recreational users of the land have also come out in support of Interior Secretary Ken Salazar's land leasing limits. Jason Keith with the Outdoor Alliance in Moab says energy companies aren't the only ones dealing with a climate of uncertainty about which lands they can use in the future.
We like that they're going to require proof of concept and proof of technology before they go forward, but we still got our eyes on some very specific important areas in Utah, in particular San Rafael Swell.
The Interior Department is also proposing additional requirements for developers to take environmental precautions. Those rules about air, water, and wildlife protection and increasing royalty rates are up for public comment through May. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.